BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The latest update on James the Train Guy is coming. Also, another call to the Turkey Hotline. Someone that's so obsessed with our podcast that she's counted up all the who's we've done all year. And Real or No Real with Danny Howard.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, we'll get an update from James the Train Guy and see if that girl was on the train last night or this morning. Wow, it's been 5 days of this now.
It's almost, I mean, could you describe it as a saga?
They could easily do an omnibus on a Sunday, couldn't they? Is that still on the EastEnders omnibus?
It's a bit hard.
Is it? You can watch it on iPlayer now.
The whole thing?
Do you remember on Sunday where it used to be like, it used to be on from like 1 o'clock to about five on BBC One?
Omnibus on the iPlayer fascinates me because that's like a movie.
Yeah.
That's EastEnders the movie on a Sunday.
So James, we'll speak to him a bit later and see if the girl he's looking for love with was on that train. I can't believe the response we've had to James the Train Guy this week. It's this guy who got in touch with us on Monday, seen this girl on the train, he really likes her, she's always there on the way to and from work. He said it had been too long, he'd left it too long to talk to her. So we came up with some ways of maybe getting in touch with her and starting a conversation, like pretending to fall asleep on the train so she woke him up. That didn't work. Then we got him to buy a cheap phone with some credit on, and the idea was that he would drop the phone in front of her, hopefully she would pick it up and run after him, or
we call that phone the next day. That could have been epic.
But she's not been on the train for a couple of days now. Now, is she ill and off work? Has she broken up for work for Christmas already? Or Lottie in Wiltshire's been on. She may have stopped taking the train as she is a uni student and term is now over till January. I didn't think of that.
Good point. Or she's heard all of this on the radio and is not keen.
Yeah. I mean, because there's probably quite a few trains. You could get an earlier or later one, couldn't you?
Mm.
If you knew that maybe the guy that's trying to fall in love with you is on a specific train, you could avoid it quite easily. We're going to speak to James a bit later and see what the latest is. I really hope she was on the train last night.
Oh, 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 oh. Merry Christmas, everyone.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. This is Wendy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How can I help?
Well, since January, I have been doing a list. Now, the list is extremely long. I would say we're probably up to about maybe 500 on this list. And it's all of your who's for the last 12 months. Sorry.
My who's! Those, yeah?
Yeah, those.
I love the way you say it. You say it in such a sort of dignified way.
Do you want to do a massive who, like make it really long, and I'll put some echo on you just to so you know what it feels like?
Okay, let's give it a try.
Go.
Who?
Very gentle, Wendy.
Thank you.
It's like a gust of wind.
Gust of wind.
Excellent.
Can I just ask, no one's touched on this yet, why have you written down all of our who's and how have you done that?
Well, as I work alone pretty much every single day, so I have to try and find things to keep myself occupied besides working. Now, I don't really use my brain that much at work, so I thought I would do something useful that might come in useful at the end of the year for you guys.
Well, this is going to be good. So, here is Wendy, our avid podcast listener on Radio 1, the entire list of who's that we've done on this show in 2014.
This is ridiculous.
In your own time, Wendy.
Okay, all right, I'll fire away. Pen pals. Who? Having a disco. Who? Dear John Letter. Who? Gasboard. Who? The seafood diet. Who? Keys in a bowl. Who? Comedy dog poo. Who? 141. Who? Indie band. Who?
BBC choice. Plastic soap dish.
Bullet water mat on Radio 1. Let's see if she's still going.
Red eye. Chocolate body paint.
She doesn't realise that we're just dipping in and out of this.
MSN and MSN Messenger.
There must be hundreds from the whole year.
Laundrette.
Okay, we'll come back to her. Just let her keep going, I think.
Old Spice.
It's 1:30. Here's...
Long-sighted. BRB and TB and LMFAO. Nodules. E-cards. Old-style iPod.
I wonder if Wendy's still going. We'll go back to her in a minute. It's just... busy hooing things.
People aren't sure about her hooing, though.
No. But she's having a lovely time. She's still on the line, I think, just doing it. Coming up, got lower than Atlantis. We should probably speak to her at some point, but she's got, I think, over 500 hoos to get through. She's written down all of the hoos we've done this year from the podcast, and she listens every day. I don't think she's missed one.
I was wondering if this could be a business, a bit like the talking clock, you know, so we let her go and we sort of divert calls there.
I find her hoos quite soothing, actually. Yesterday on the show, Chris found a new number for us to ring. It was the Turkey Hotline. This is going up until Christmas Eve, and it's whether you've got a problem with your turkey. You know, like some people, they've never cut turkey before, they don't know how long to leave it in, if it starts to go dry, maybe if it's a frozen one, they don't know how to defrost it. That's what the Turkey Hotline's for.
Yeah, I think it's for questions like that. You know, I've got a £500 turkey, how long do I need to put it in the oven for?
But I had to call it yesterday, but I didn't know what I was going to say until I opened the piece of paper... with Chris's idea on. So I don't know what I'm going to say or what the idea is until I get connected to the lady on the other end. It was all written down on a piece of paper. When she answered the phone, I opened the piece of paper that Chris had written on and I had to just wing it.
Yeah, so they'd say, how can I help?
And then I open it up and I'm like, oh, brilliant. This is what happened yesterday.
Good afternoon, British Turkey.
Hello, is this the Turkey Hotline?
It is, yes. How can I help?
Yes, I'm having a bit of a problem turkey-related at the moment.
Okay.
I'm actually stuck in my turkey. That's it. Okay, the other one's on the podcast, if you want to hear that from tomorrow. I think you're going to call them next. I've got a good idea. Okay, I'm going to write it down
same
now.
Same rules, is it?
Yeah,
so
same rules.
I won't know about the idea until it's in front of me and we're speaking to the Turkey Hotline.
Yeah, so I'm writing off your starting point in the conversation. I'm writing it now. And then I'll hand you this piece of paper after Criminal by Lower Than Atlantis. You open the piece of paper only when you get connected to the Turkey Hotline and then you've got to wing it as best you can.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Can we just quickly see if Wendy's still going with her
hoos? Machine.
Oh, yeah. Still there.
Tetris.
So many.
We'll just leave it to her, I think. She's having a lovely time. It's a lady who's written down all of the who's from our show over the last year because she's got nothing to do.
I mean, there are hundreds.
Hundreds. Okay, so we're going to call the Turkey Hotline again now. I called it yesterday. But the situation that Chris gave me on a piece of paper. So I have now written down on this paper what you need to say first as soon as you get connected, okay?
I get nervous about these things.
Don't look at the piece of paper, until you get connected. And then you just wing it from there. But I've given you the starting point on this piece of paper, right? So when she answers or he answers, just open up the paper, say what you see, and then you've got to blag it from there, okay?
Ready.
Good luck.
Good afternoon, British Turkey.
Hello, is that the Turkey Hotline?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
I've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm developing feelings for my turkey.
Okay.
It's been sitting there a while now. I've been basting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been showing it lots of love ahead of the big Christmas Day roast that I'm preparing. But the weird thing is, it's been sitting there for so much time now that I've sort of started developing feelings for it.
And Thank goodness.
I think it's the way it feels. Sometimes I rub it and it's smooth.
Hmm. Right. That would be a problem.
And now now I'm worried about putting it in the oven. Because obviously I don't want it to leave.
Right. But you plan to eat it?
I was planning to eat it.
You was? Okay.
How can I distance myself from my turkey?
Well, to be honest, if I were you, I mean, it needs to stay in the fridge. You know, it should be sort of all wrapped up, you know, until Christmas. I mean, are you going to cook it for Christmas Day?
That was the plan, yeah. Do you ever look at your turkey and just think,
Not really. No. I look forward to eating it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, I've ever since, you know, the 1st of December, I've been sort of counting down to Christmas lunch. But I don't think you should be sort of messing about with it too much because you might sort of, I don't know, risk of bacteria and all that kind of thing. I wouldn't touch it.
What? You've got to touch it at some point, though.
But then you're putting it straight in the oven. If you've got it sort of, you know, out of the fridge and you're sort of, you know, fiddling around with it, then, you know, the bacteria might start to grow on the skin. So
is it possible to fall in love with a turkey, though?
Strange things have happened. I would think it was unusual. And I would say
it's got very soft skin.
Hmm. Are you a bit lonely?
Yeah. It's just that it is just a weird one for me, just because I've never been in this situation before.
Hmm.
And it just
maybe what you should do is actually not cook that turkey. Maybe we wouldn't recommend that one, seeing as, you know, obviously how you feel about it. Perhaps you should go and buy another turkey and then just leave that turkey untouched in the fridge until Christmas morning, and then hopefully you won't feel too bad about it.
Then what should I do with this turkey?
Well, it's not going to keep, it won't keep out of the fridge for very long.
I can't leave her now.
Can you freeze
name
it?
And everything.
Put it in the freezer?
I was originally going to cook it and share it with the family, but that just seems weird to me now.
I think get another one. And then just don't have any dealings with it until you're ready to cook it.
As a turkey expert, can you? Can you marry a turkey?
I don't know. We just deal with the cooking queries. Sorry, I don't know the answer to that.
But you don't recommend cooking a turkey that you love.
Well, it's obviously upsetting you. So It might not be for the best.
Maybe not for the best.
Mm.
Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Sorry, I don't know anymore.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
They're so helpful there, aren't they? Well done, mate.
It's horrible.
Cringe.com says a lot of people, including Gemma. Jen saying, cringing, you two have no limitations.
How was the length on that? Was it long? I mean, yours yesterday went on and on and on.
Yeah, yours was, I think it was over 4 minutes.
Whoa.
Very good. But yeah, she says don't cook that one.
No, leave that one.
Me up. If you've got feelings. I like the bit, I can't leave her now.
I got a bit carried away at one point, I felt.
BBC Radio 1.
There's a girl who listens to our show every single day on the podcast, and she's written down all of the who's when we've who'd something from the past or something a bit retro this year. Can we just see if she's still going?
Who?
Oh, she really is.
Martina McCutcheon. Who? Penny for the guy. Who?
Okay, I'm going to tell her off air now that she can stop.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just heard that Chris is going caroling tonight.
No, not tonight. I'm going on Sunday.
Okay.
But it's a new one for me. I saw it advertised on a big poster and I thought, go on then, I'll have some of that. Sunday night, caroling. Now, I don't quite know what it's going to involve. I mean, from the obvious.
No offence. Are you not too old?
Too old to carol? Really?
I don't know. I thought it was just for... is it not just for kids? Or is that trick or treat?
Yeah, I think you're getting that confused, because the way I saw it was, isn't carolling, you know, you have a few drinks, sing some carols, that kind of thing. A bit like Morris dancing, you know, they're all... You have a few drinks.
Where do you go, house to house?
I don't know, actually. I just thought it was a big group of people in the middle of a town.
Just singing for no reason?
They probably do go door to door.
Mm.
But if what you're saying is right, then it's going to be really awkward for me, because I don't want to be there with a sort of 10 to 15 kids singing carols. That's not...
It could just be you and some 11-year-olds.
Yes, that's not what I want.
Also, do you get money?
Very good question, actually.
I'd like to know all of this, please.
It's basically festive busking, isn't it?
Yeah. So you just saw a poster as like, yeah, I'm doing that on Sunday.
I'm down for that.
Yeah. You're down for whatever. Loads of people are driving home for Christmas already. I suppose it is the last Friday for a lot of people at work. So Sam's on from Bristol. Like, only two people in the office. They're going to knock off soon.
Some people play games and stuff on their last day at work, don't they?
Yes.
I imagine there's a lot of that kind of thing going on.
Yeah. Bit of Connect Four, hey. Well, guess who? We've got Rachel, who really, really, really likes that Shamir track on the regular. I know, it's great, isn't it? It's out now to download. Ed is at work, just enjoying the Christmas vibes, really. And he leaves work at 3 o'clock.
I love the idea that people are just running down time now, bit of colouring in, that kind of thing.
Yeah, a bit of colouring in. An excited Matt and Jess en route to Gatwick to fly to Berlin for some lovely Christmas markets.
Yes.
Will he be doing Dial a Carol again today? Do you know what? I think we're probably going to ring them next week when we're on the Radio 1 breakfast show. We start that on Monday and we go right through Christmas, including Christmas Day, Boxing Day.
I'm really excited for this now.
Christmas on Radio 1 is always brilliant fun, especially Christmas Day. So we'll be here, like it's all Christmas songs on Christmas Day. We'll be here between 6.30 and 10 next week. And on Monday, we start the breakfast show with a brilliant guest. Monday morning, in for Grimmy. Sir David Attenborough is on. Incredible. That's Monday morning when you wake up on Radio 1 when we're doing breakfast.
BBC Radio 1.
And it's that time. Hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
All right, James. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Okay, so everyone is asking about what happened. So remind people that weren't listening to your latest update where we're at with the story with the girl on the train that you fancy.
Where we're at is that the girl on the train that I fancy appears to have deserted the train, possibly in light of my broadcast to national radio about my affections for her. And so my last ditch resort was to track down a friend of hers who also gets the train to try and just find out a little bit more, maybe be able to give her a message, just say, hey, I'm James, I'm not actually weird, and, you know, try and have a little chat and go from there.
So yesterday afternoon when we spoke, we were hoping that she would turn up on the train either yesterday evening or this morning. Or failing that, you'd be able to speak to that bloke who may be a love rival, but also could just be her friend, and you could get more information about the girl that you really like.
Yeah, that was the plan.
So, James. What's happened since we last spoke?
They have all run away.
No.
I'm not hearing this.
I was expecting this to be the Friday update, the big Christmas magical moment. We play some really happy, upbeat music. You found the girl. At the very least, you found the guy.
My final day of work, a happy ending, all of that.
Let's not forget that you're not going to get this train ever again after today because you're moving.
I have one more trip.
Well, oh, I suppose you got tonight's one.
Tonight, he's got to go home.
But then, I mean, from a radio point of view, that's tricky for us because...
because we're not on tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've given up all hope.
So hang on. So no sign of her on the train and no sign of the guy that you could have spoken to either.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's the story that's gripped the nation this week, Scott. But unfortunately, it's been the worst ending.
Yes.
I mean, I'm tempted to say we redo this whole thing and with a new ending.
Yeah. But this is what happens in real life. Everyone was hoping by Friday you'd be together with this girl because it's Christmas time, it's warm, it's lovely. But it's just not happened.
I mean, in reality, the rate it's going, I'll probably be the only person on the train in a few days' time if I kept going at this rate. They're dropping my flight.
Be honest with me, James. What do you think has happened? Why do you think she's not on that train? Do you think she's ill? Do you think she's broken up for Christmas? Or do you think that she has heard this and is getting a different train?
I think it's likely to be that latter option.
Do you really?
I really do. It's just very out of character.
She's been on the train every day, there and back, for 2 months.
I mean, there could be a curveball that, you know, I think someone suggested that the boyfriend may have heard this and told her not to get the train anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what if the guy who I thought was a friend is actually a bit more than that, and so they've both run away?
Well, so that you think the guy that you were going to try and get some more information about, the girl that you like, could be the boyfriend?
It could be, which is why he's just disappeared with her.
I see what you mean. So he went up to the girl, possibly they met on the train, basically what you should have done.
Yeah,
Then they're now together. Well, they could be. But you know what, James, there's a lot of what-ifs in this story. I mean, we're 5 days into what has been a soap opera, and I've got to be honest, you've let us down.
Well, it's not his fault.
This feels a bit like the ending of Lost. Just nothing got answered.
Nothing.
It was just rubbish.
So many ifs and buts right now.
Yeah. I mean, are there any positives from your sort of love life point of view? Loads of your friends and that must hear you on the radio every day now.
Yeah, I got a message from a girl saying that her mum and sister heard me and thought I sounded had a very attractive voice, apparently. And I've had a few fans on Twitter.
Have you?
Which has been a nice thing.
You'll be released. You could have gone for the Christmas number one, perhaps, this weekend.
I'd rather leave that to the Wildstone Raider, to be honest.
So are you...
What a legend that man is.
You got some fans.
A couple of fans, yeah.
So you have been getting a little bit more attention from the ladies on Twitter saying you're fit and that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to tell if someone's fit on the radio, I'd imagine, but they say that my voice is all right. Yeah. So that's a positive.
That is a positive, yeah. And you know what? It'll be Christmas Eve. You'll go up to a girl and you'll get talking and you'll mention that you were James the Train Guy.
Yes. And I have actually looked at changing my Tinder profile to the Train Guy because lots of people in the local area, all of that, they might have heard it and thought, oh, he's the Train Guy.
The one that got off with the other girl at the Christmas party, the works one.
What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah. You could change your name to James Train. That'd be good.
What were we saying about the girl that you did have a little kiss with at the Christmas party, please?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really discussed it with her since. It's been a little bit awkward, to be honest, in the office, because
is she in the same office as you?
About 5-10 metres away.
Right, good. So
it's been
weird.
A bit awkward,
Is she sat next to you or near you right now?
No, I've just vacated the office briefly.
Oh, no. I see how where you're going with this, Mills. Perhaps he should enter the office. Because we're not going to speak to you again, most likely.
Yeah.
No, I just mean that it'd be good to get a finish on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you like me to do?
Are you near the office now?
I'm just outside it, yeah.
Okay, this could go really wrong. But I'm going to play a track and... I don't want you to be lonely this Christmas.
Okay.
So, wait there. I'll come back to you in a minute.
All right.
Just talking to James, the guy from the train, fancied a girl, and then she disappeared. Let's not forget that James, even though hankering after his true love, which he thought was going to be this girl, did sneak a little snog in with a girl from his office at the Christmas party the other day. Isn't that right, James?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Now, are you near the office at the moment?
I am. I'm just in the office. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a huge move from you, Mills. So mm-hmm. I take it you're aiming. You're suggesting he's going to say something to the girl from the Christmas
party.
I'm
a bit concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you concerned about?
Well, you're not going to make me like propose or anything, are you?
No, not that bad. But I just want it to have a happy ending. This story, you okay. know, because it's yeah, a bit up yeah. in the air right now.
We need a finish.
Yeah, we need a soap opera finish.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see the girl?
Yes.
You can. Okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay. So, James, I want you to announce to the whole office what I'm about to tell you. All right?
Okay. Fine.
Right. Go up to the girl from the Christmas party that you kissed.
Okay.
But it needs to be loud enough for the whole office to hear. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the words that you will say, shout, are, I am James the train guy, and I want you to be mine this Christmas.
Okay.
Go on, James. Go into the office.
Right, hold on. Right, hold on. I'm just going. Right. Hold on. Okay, here we go. I am James the train guy, and I want you to be mine this Christmas.
Yes, James! Huge. What are they saying?
Are people looking at...
Oh, God.
Perhaps leave. Just leave. It's fine.
Sorry, I'm glad I'm leaving this afternoon.
Deal with it later. Just deal with it later.
Go.
Move.
Right. I'm going. Yeah.
Say when you're safe and clear.
I'm evacuating.
Run. You're making me scared. Right. Run.
Right, hold on.
That's a good end result, I feel.
Right, I've done it. I'm out.
Well done, James.
Yeah, that was a bit awkward. There are a lot of slightly confused older ladies there, just sort of thinking, "What is this guy doing?"
How does she react? How did the girl that you kissed react?
I mean, she kind of stared at me like, "Are you all right?"
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to gauge. Hard to gauge.
Yeah, and probably
I think she liked it.
Thinking
I think
about
she
it,
liked it,
probably a bit weird that you then ran away.
Yeah.
I think she liked it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine.
Well, listen, James, you have provided a story that has gripped the UK this week.
Well, thank you for the help.
We may never have found the train girl, but you know,
the fairy tale didn't quite happen this time.
I know, but that's what happens in real life. However,
that's real life.
Will you get back in touch with me if you ever see her on the train again?
Oh my God, I so will do. Yeah.
I know you don't make that journey anymore, but I'm sure you will at some point. If you see her, I'm the first person you get in contact with, right?
Definitely.
Have a very Merry Christmas. Happen.
Gonna miss you, James.
You too. I'm gonna miss you guys.
Miss you already.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. I think he might get another kiss off that girl.
I really hope so. It feels weird that we're not gonna speak to him again. Well, we might do one day, if there's good news. But what a week it's been.
Really good. I was hoping that James would be able to get together with the girl on the train in time for Christmas, but it hasn't happened. So I think this is a perfect time to play, for the very first time this year, our Christmas song that we made 2 years ago. Forget the silent nights, turn on the Christmas lights. You're gonna be alright on your own. A star shining bright, set the sky alight. Oh, holy night, you're breaking sensational. You're the perfect Christmas singer.
Can't believe that's 2 years ago. I love it.
Shout out to Becky there for doing her dizzy rap in the middle.
That's not a bad song.
It's not a bad song. Some people are like, oh my God, this is amazing. Now it feels like Christmas. See, one day it will be a classic. That, like, the more the time goes on.
It's one of those which is meant to be all right now, but in the future, people will go, oh, it's a great Christmas song.
I mean, it's full on bells of Christmas, isn't it? It's like, whoa. But we're really near Christmas now, so.
I think it's good. And taking nothing away from us, I think it would sound even better if we could get like a massive pop star to sing it.
Would
that
like?
Just make any. Ideally, Katy Perry. No, I'm going to put this out there. I think the song's good. The song's ready to go. I just think maybe our singing wasn't ideal.
Yeah. All the elements are there. It just needs better people.
I'm saying, Katie, who would you prefer? I'm not sure Taylor Swift's right for this.
No. I know what you mean. Katy Perry. You can imagine the video already, can't you?
Yes. Didn't even think of that.
Scott Mills and his Pigs in Blankets with the perfect Christmas single. One. Hello, Dane from Liverpool, who's got his Christmas party tonight from work. He says, hi, fellas. Any ideas on how to stay out of the limelight? Oh, I know what you mean. When the sun Maybe drink some water.
It's when you've got FOGO before you go out. We've talked about this. Fear of going out.
I get that every year for Radio 1 Christmas party, FOGO.
It's because you know that, you know, potentially you might get a bit too comfortable with the wrong people.
Bad things could happen.
Yeah.
Let's also talk about, and I think this is happening a lot all over the place at the moment, the day after the office Christmas party, when you've got people who maybe did have a little bit too much and maybe did cause one of the scenes that evening, and the next day at work, they totally overcompensate.
Yes, I know of at least three people that are an example of this after the Radio 1 Christmas party.
Now, we all saw what happened with these people, but the next day, like, they probably don't text or WhatsApp that much, but the day after, they're onto you the whole time going, "Hey, I feel great today. You?" It's like, mate, you're overcompensating massively.
Yes. Not that he did anything at all wrong at the Christmas party, but producer Chris, who works in this show, turned up the next day with a load of coffees for us all.
Once again, overcompensating.
Bought in coffees for everyone.
But I think it's that slight thing of like, okay, did I step over the mark at all? So just to make sure, you're extra nice, you send a few more texts than you normally would, and you get a round of coffees in.
You do. It's always the ones that talk too much the next day. Overcompensating. Yeah.
Just a little smooth things over there a little bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Friday's Real or No Real is with Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott.
Hello there.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm really good. Oh, I'm enjoying your strong winter wardrobe at the moment.
Do you think? It's just quite a plain coloured. Yeah. It's not really a Christmas jumper. In fact, I had a Christmas jumper. I put it on this morning and it was a Christmas pudding. And I caught myself walking out the flat in the mirror and I thought, it doesn't look like a Christmas pudding. It looks like a big Blackpool seagull has just gone over the top of me and absolutely unloaded. So I decided against that one.
He's so well dressed, isn't he?
He is, yes.
Danny Howard Winter Collection.
There's a lot of strong knitwear in this room, though, going on. It's not just about me.
All right, so Danny is here to play Friday's Real or No Real. Play along at home.
Yes, do.
Here's your first one today.
Taylor Swift was raised on a Christmas tree farm.
Really? Well, I don't know.
That must smell awesome. Like, one tree smells great, right? But a whole woods of them would be wicked.
I know this is going to be a really silly comment, but her music was used to be like country music, didn't it?
Yeah.
So is that linked to, is that a really tedious link to her living in the country where they grow Christmas trees?
I can imagine she's a country girl.
Yeah, I think so.
But was she a full-on farmer? Like, not just Christmas trees, you know, they would have had animals probably, stuff like that. Can't just be Christmas trees.
Actually, because I know most of her back catalogue, there is a song actually about how one day she'll be living in a big city.
Ah.
So she's blatantly from the country.
Mm. So there we
That's
go.
That's the track
We're
Mean,
Making Progress.
Mean there by Taylor Swift. One of the
Good
early
knowledge.
Ones. Yeah. So real or no real, Taylor Swift raised on a Christmas tree farm.
I think that is believable. So I'm going to say real.
I think real on this one, Mills.
That one is real.
Wow. Yeah, Taylor Swift appeared on Jay Leno's show in America and told him all about the Christmas tree farm. She was too young to actually cut down the trees, so her job was to pull the praying mantis eggs off the branches.
What are mantises?
Horrible insects.
Oh.
There was a small incident when she missed some of the eggs and hundreds of them hatched over someone's house. Christmas is ruined.
She thought she'd give singing a go instead.
Yeah.
It's gone all right.
And next,
one of the songs the Vamps covered for their Christmas EP this year was Proper Crimbo by Bo Selecta.
A bit old school, that song.
It's a great tune.
If you don't remember it.
Come and sing with me, Proper Crimbo.
Selecta.
Now, you know the Vamps do have a Christmas EP, which includes Jingle Bell Rock, which we played on the show yesterday. But does it also include Bo Selecta's Proper Crimbo?
Oh, I really want to hear this.
I just remembered Craig David then, sorry.
Yes.
So this is an old TV show called Bo Selecta, which is with the bloke that now does, Keith Lemon. And they just used to do loads of impressions of people.
I used to love this.
With big latex heads on.
I really want to hear the song now. You do good Bo Selecta impressions of people, Scott. Because that was the thing, back in the day, it'd be Bo Selecta impressions of Mel B.
Oh, please do Mel B.
I've got Scar Digital in every room. Come from a saloon doors. That's when, do you remember when they did Mel B Cribs?
Yeah.
This is the room where I do my cooking, and this is the room.
Yeah. It's amazing. They're great at impressions.
He's really good. This is one thing about Scott people don't credit him for. He's amazing at impressions. But he's even good at doing impressions of people doing impressions. It's incredible.
Well, thank you, my darling. So, did the Vamps cover on their Christmas EP Proper Crimbo from Bo Selecta?
I'd love it if they did. It's one of my favourite Christmas songs, actually. It's kind of been forgotten.
It's but no it's, one's favourite Christmas
it's
song.
It's really good. Back. Listen, people would love to hear that, I'm sure.
And they will next week.
But the Vamps doing it? No Real.
Well, they like a Christmas song, but I think that is a bit too far for them. So I'm going to say No Real as well.
That one is No Real.
No, it didn't happen.
It'd be good if they did. Imagine that in the live lounge.
What about this Christmas-themed Real or No Real fact?
An American phone Santa helpline once went wrong when a magazine accidentally printed one wrong digit in the phone number and, rather than putting kids through to Santa, put them through to the US Nuclear Missile Command Center.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if that you should laugh at that, but it seems a bit of, I don't know, a bit of a good mistake to make by getting through to them.
Just get one digit wrong.
I mean, these poor kids trying to ring Santa.
Yeah.
And they get hold of a nuclear missile thing. I mean, it must be confusing for everyone, especially the kids. Because you imagine the voice of the nuclear place is going to be...
It'd be quite strong,
pretty,
though,
pretty, like, harsh.
I reckon it's probably the X Factor guy.
It can't be.
Hello! So did the phone Santa helpline go a bit wrong one year when a magazine accidentally printed one wrong digit in the phone number? Santa wasn't on the other line. It was the Missile Command Center, US.
Surely not. No Real.
No Real as well.
That one is real.
What?
Oh. Yep, that is real. Instead of speaking to Santa and asking for presents, kids went straight through to the colonel in charge of all of America's nuclear missiles at NORAD. Now, if you don't believe me, check NORAD's website on Christmas Eve. They track Santa's movements overnight so they can pass that info on to children who call up.
I know, I've seen this before, and it's on an app as well, so you can see where Santa is around the world.
Yeah, you can see where he is. And finally,
the character of Mary Poppins is based on a real-life nanny called Aunt Sass.
Aunt Sass.
So sassy.
She was. Oh, she'd be a good aunt, wouldn't she? She'd be cool.
I saw a film recently which was about the story of Mary Poppins and the author of Mary Poppins. It was actually really good. And it was about the author, like, how the story of Mary Poppins is similar to the author's real life.
Okay.
It was a Disney film recently. It was quite big. And that lady was called Mary Travers, if I remember right, the lady who created Mary Poppins. But I thought Mary Poppins was based... I wish I was paying more attention throughout the film.
You should have paid more attention because it's worth points.
But
10 points.
I don't remember it being based on what was it? Miss Sass.
Aunt Sass.
Aunt Sass.
I'm just going to call her Mary Sass from now on, though. She was quite sassy.
She is quite sassy.
Yeah, yeah.
I just love how we can call on the voiceover man anytime we like.
Yeah. Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes. The character of Mary Poppins is based on a nanny called Aunt Sass. The author, P.L. Travers, based the character on her great aunt.
Oh, what a great story.
Auntie Sass. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
It's a draw. In fact, we answered everything the same, Danny. What was the point of that? I got 20, you got 20.
Thank you, Danny Howard. Tell us what's on tomorrow on Dance Anthems.
Well, we are doing part two of the A to Z of Dance Anthems 2014. So all the big tunes, all the big moments that happened. We did part one last week, and tomorrow we are doing O to Z. I'm going to be talking to Oliver Heldens, actual Z, Annie Mac,
of course.
Annie, you see what we did there, don't you?
Yeah,
very clever.
Annie Mac as the queen of Radio 1 dance music. She's representing Q, obviously. Couldn't think of any artists representing Q, so we just thought that makes sense.
Queen, Annie Mac. Yeah.
And also, we're going to be repeating amazing bits from the year, like Steve Angello back to back with Pete Tong. My verses, my first ever verses with Zayn, and just loads of big tunes from the year. So, yeah, tomorrow, 4 p.m.
Dance Anthems with Danny Howard. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
BBC Radio 1.
Strictly Final tomorrow.
Are you excited? I mean, you're there, aren't you?
Yep, I'll be there.
You'll be there as in the group performance thing where they get back previous contestants. And
yep, all of the losers back tomorrow night, and it's going to be good. Who do you think is going to win?
Remind me. Oh, finalists. No. Mark Wright, Frankie.
Caroline
Flack.
Simon Webb.
Do you know what? I think I'm Team Flack.
I think Flackers might do it as well, you know. But I don't know. You never know. Anyway, it's on in two parts tomorrow. Part two for the crap.
Is it? Great.
Just saying. What with our well-known curse of reality TV shows when we do support somebody? Maybe we should take that back about Caroline Flack, because loads of people are going, well done, you've just cursed her now. She won't win.
Good point. Well, who do you want to win then?
Like the cool kids. I love all of them. It's really hard to say. We're back on Radio 1 from 6.30 Monday morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, all through Christmas, and on Monday, our guest is David Attenborough.